Well, Chris, it's an amazing story down here at home, Patrick. If ever you saw two teams coming off and both of them were actually so happy, shaking hands and hugging each other, because there was the final result here was Skerries 19, City of Derry 14, which means that both sides do not go into the playoffs because of the situation at Armagh. And it's now Beckett who must have fancied their chances before this game. They now find themselves in the playoffs to retain their position in Division 2B. I mean, quite amazing. The last 5 minutes, Skerries were leading by 19 points to 14. And a lot of people were wondering, why were they not trying to go and get a set more than that there so that Derry would have a no-losing bonus point. But they obviously had done their homework. Their coaches had obviously told them what to do. And for at least 5-6 minutes, it was like sitting watching Munster. Their forwards pick and drove in the halfway line. And certainly it was a tremendous finish whenever the referee blew his whistle. Both teams knew that they both were not in the, they both had escaped relegation playoffs. And I mean, it's quite an amazing scene here to watch. Both sets of supporters are so happy. The teams are so happy. And I say the weather's good and everybody seems to have a great time at the moment. But down to the serious things about the game, it was very much a game of two, in a sense, of the first 10 minutes of each half that really dictated the game. After 2 minutes, Derry had a kick charge down, and it was the scary centre, Ross Dempsey, who went over in the corner. Jared McDonald, he was just wide with the conversion. 6 minutes later, Skerries had quick ball, and one of the best scores I've seen this year. Their forwards drove, support play was tremendous. Then they put it out right, and it was their fullback, Lorcan Jones, who finished off. McDonald converted 12-0. Hardly 10 minutes gone. I mean, Derry were at that stage shell-shocked. But they did gradually get themselves back into the game. And at half-time, as you said, it was 12 points to nil. Skerries had a yellow card at that stage. But really, Derry hadn't posed too many problems for the home Patrick team. Then in the first 10 minutes of the second half, 3 minutes into the second half, Skerries attacking right. It looked as if their winger was good in the corner. The pass was thrown and fullback Burns, he intercepted and raced the full length of the pitch to dive over the post, converting his own score. That made it 12 points to 7. Better followed on the 50-minute mark when I'm sure everybody would be delighted to know that young Letterkenny man, Joe Dunleavy, who's had a tremendous part to play in Derry's revival since the start of the year, he was out wide on the right-hand side covering, and again, a pass was thrown. He intercepted, and his turn of pace would leave most wingers slightly embarrassed. He dived over the post. Burns converted 14-12, and at that stage, then it looked as if Derry were going to get through. But there was a few mistakes made, and both sides obviously under a lot of pressure. And then in 60 minutes, McDonald, the Gary McDonald, who actually was a dual status player from Dundalk, playing out half today for Skerries, he looked a very, very useful player. And he was taking the ball up to the gain line on quite a few occasions. This time he took it and he swiveled and down he went and scored and converted. That made it 19-14 to Skerries. But as I say, they obviously knew the situation. Derry knew the situation as well. And Skerries ran the clock down for that last 5 minutes. So it's quite amazing that a team wins and a team loses and they're both so happy about what happens, because certainly it now means that Beckett, who, if you remember, Chris, about 2 years ago, whenever City of Derry thought they had got promotion, Skerries had stayed, kept themselves, it would have been the old Division 2A. Beckett had a massive result down in Dublin, 50-odd points to actually overcome Derry at that particular time. But certainly Armagh, they have got their 4 try bonus points, and to be up to now them and Greystones to see who automatically is promoted. But from Derry's point of view and from Skerries' point of view, both sides are really, really happy. Derry now have to push on. They don't have any more games to play this season, apart, I think, from an Ulster League game against Ballymena. It's now up to the club to decide about a coach for next year and to recruit a few more players, because certainly they were pretty thin on the ground here today. But you have to admire the 18 players who played today. Certainly after being so 12-0 down after 10 minutes, most sides were thrown in the towel. But they fought their way back, and certainly it was great to see the enthusiasm that they showed at the end. For Skerries, again, I mean, they'll be delighted to have stayed in this league. And obviously, they'll meet again next season again, home and away, and hopefully if it's as good a, if they're as good a games as what we've seen here today, it'll be great to watch. So final score here, Chris, from Home Patrick, and the last game of All Ireland League Division 2B this season is Skerries 19, City Derry 14, and both sides will stay in Division 2B next season.